That area is a nice, quiet residential area. My lasting memories was the place was just a complete battle zone. I'd never seen anything like it or experienced anything like it since.
Tell me a bit about that, the kind of the line of the police and then the protesters. Was there a gap in the middle?
Between the police line and the demonstrators, there was literally nose to nose. I mean, there were literally yards between them. There was enough for them to throw missiles and things like that. The police were very passive. There was no sign of aggression from the police that was holding the lines. All the aggression was coming from the demonstrators.
Tell me about some of those instances when you were helping the police officers.
It was an extremely hot day. We were getting lots of police collapses on the front line from dehydration, heat exhaustion. And you know, my memory of that was dragging a police officer back to an area of safety. As I went forward, I was protected by police officers with shields, and the bricks were bouncing off the shields. And then we carried this police officer back, and as we started to get his protective clothing off him, he was literally steaming. It was like we'd brought him out of a Turkish bath.